The Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip continues. In the latest attacks, Israeli aircraft bombed the Rafah border crossing in the south of Gaza. A hypermarket was targeted by an Israeli drone. More than 2,100 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli onslaught since July the 8th. Israel has fired artillery shells into southern Lebanon after a rocket hit northern Israel, injuring two children. The rocket was reportedly fired from Lebanon's Alma, a Christian-populated village. The Lebanese army is currently conducting searches to locate those behind the incident. Protesters in the U.S. city of Ferguson have held a vigil to pray and mark 2 weeks since a white police officer shot dead unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. A group of people held a separate rally on Saturday in support of the killer officer. Several thousand Americans have marched through New York's Staten Island against the chokehold death of an unarmed black man by police in July. Protesters condemned police's racial profiling, brutality, and militarization. The crowd called for a federal takeover of the criminal probe into the incident. Beijing has dismissed as completely groundless a Washington accusation that a Chinese fighter jet flew too close to a U.S. military patrol plane over the South China Sea. The Chinese Defense Ministry says the pilot maintained a safe distance with the U.S. surveillance aircraft east of Hainan Island. Three civilians have been killed in shelling in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk, where government troops are battling pro-Russian forces. The attack took place in a residential neighborhood east of the city center. Victims are said to be members of the same family. Syrian government forces have killed at least 145 foreign-backed militants in clashes in the northern province of Raqqa. The overnight fighting erupted when ISIL militants blew up a bomb at the entrance of the Tabqa base in a bid to capture it. Bahrainis have taken to the streets of the capital Manama to protest against the government for granting citizenship to Sunni foreigners in recent years. They accused the Manama regime of changing the country's demography in its favor by granting nationality to tens of thousands of Sunni foreigners.